Hey listeners, this is another workshop at Civica Living down in Chino. And we talked about is how to get up from the floor. Okay? The biggest thing is we want to make sure we work the right muscles in the lower body and upper body, make sure they work properly, first of all, are strong enough and flexible. From there, I walk through specific steps of how to get off the floor and making sure you understand how routine exercise keeps you healthy so you don't fall. For one, maintain your balance. If you do fall, you get up real quickly. All right, hope you enjoy the talk, and I'll see you afterwards.
Introduce our guest speaker. I'm going to give you a little brief information. We do have Dr. Anthony Rakovic over here. So, Doctor, I'm going to actually call him Dr. Tony, because sometimes it's a little bit easier, okay? So Dr. Tony, he started his passion to becoming a healthcare provider while attending UC Riverside and earning a Bachelor of Science in Biology. 5 years later, Dr. Tony earned his license as a doctor of chiropractic and has been in private practice for over 15 years. Dr. Tony has enjoyed speaking at the Gibson Senior Center in Upland for the past 3 years on various topics that guide seniors older than yourself, okay? In maintaining their independence. As a chiropractor, Dr. Tony understands and applies his knowledge in helping patients create simple, healthy habits to maintain their health. Today's talk hopes to give you exercises that help you get off the floor and better your balance to help you avoid being the next Life Alert commercial.
The biggest thing I do as a chiropractor is making sure whoever I'm working with, could be someone who has leg problems or back problems or balance issues, how do we get you to understand, to work, take baby steps to get your body stronger and better in balance? Okay, as a chiropractor, I'm a specialist in nerves, in joints, muscles, and ligaments. That's my doctorship, if you want to call it that. What I want people to understand is that as a person, as we get, I don't want to call it older, but we start losing our ability to move. Okay, if you don't move, if I don't move my arm, what happens to my arm? It becomes weaker, right? And tighter. I lose joint motion. So our job as chiropractors is to help guide you in understanding how to keep your body moving in one joint at a time. So the overall goal with Herman was, if I'm on the ground, lying down, what's the first thing you should be doing if you fall on the ground?
Ask for help, or don't panic.
Don't panic, okay? If you fall down, first thing I'm gonna do is go, did I hurt myself or did I just fall down? Okay, if I did hurt myself, give yourself a second to get your bearings mentally first, right? If I panic, any position, what happens? I can't think right. So first thing, you take a couple deep breaths in. Deep breath in. Once you take deep breaths, you feel everything feels okay. Your wrists feel okay. Your ankles feel okay. Everything feels like you didn't hurt yourself. And then go, what's my first step? Okay, am I on my back or on my front? Where am I? If on my back, great. If you're on your front, you want to roll yourself over and use your arms to push yourself up. So you get off the floor, like you had mentioned, it's using your whole body to get off the floor, keeping your upper body strong too. Okay, so I'm gonna show that one more time. What Herman does, so you see that. Let's go right here. You're right, let's use this so you can see it easier.
There it is.
Step one, grab on your glute and your hip. Using his arms.
So allow your body, that point is you need, what muscle do you need to get off the floor from your back? What muscles do you need to see yourself upright?
Arm,
right? You need a good wrist, good elbow, a good shoulder, okay? What else do you have to sit up? What else do you use? Your back and stomach, your core muscles here too, okay? So step one is how do you get your wrist, your elbow, and your shoulder stronger? What do you do? What can you do?
Exercise.
So if you did it with the feet, you want to make sure you have normal range of motion in your wrist. Okay, again, 30 seconds, go in one area, and then 30 seconds the other direction. Just do circles with your wrist, okay? That moves things around. Same thing with the elbow too. Like a knee is a hinge joint, move your elbow out, back in about 5 times. Again, if you want to do 30 seconds, just 30 seconds both areas, okay? 5 times, or 30 seconds on both areas, both arms. Shoulder, what's the best way to stretch the shoulder, get the shoulder stronger? Good. Your shoulder here is the best grip you can do to come up this way. Okay, so wherever you can raise to, if it's just right here, great. You can go higher, great too. But overall, about 30 seconds on both sides to keep your shoulders strong. Okay, we have to move the joints because the joints are signals to the brain, keep your body strong. If I move this side, realize if I move just one side, it affects my whole body. If I move my joint, my overall nerve sends from the joint, so signals from the nerve here, from the wrist, back to my brain, my arm's moving. Keep it moving. Keep things going the whole time, okay? So those are 3 joints you want to work on, the wrist, the elbow, and the shoulder. Again, 30 seconds one direction, 30 seconds the other direction, on both sides. Elbow, 30 seconds, open and close, and 30 seconds as far as you can go up, and bring your elbow all the way down to your side, and back up as far as you can go, okay? 30 seconds on both sides. Let's watch the second part of the video.
This balance to push himself up on the arm and get his body, his weight underneath him as he comes up.
So as he does that, he'll use his arm to pivot his leg over. Can everyone do that? Probably not. Sometimes hard for people, okay? So you want to do is roll your body slowly. It takes both hands. So you want to practice is I'm going to go from this hand and put my weight on this side too. So you want to go back and forth with it. That's the balance issue. We'll go over balance in a minute too. But if I'm working one arm, about the same respect in this arm too. So you want to work at the same time, okay? But if I'm going to practice getting off the floor, I'm going to go on my knees first and put my weight on the other side too and go back and forth with it to make sure my balance is left and right the same way, okay?
Uses his balance again, get his weight underneath him,
So again, we're going to twist our body over the front. So my one leg is going to be, my one knee is going to be on the floor. Well, the knee's going to be more at a right angle, so it's going to be more on this leg here, on one foot and one knee. It doesn't matter what side it is. That way, you get your body to sit there for a second, get your balance. And from there, if you can, put your hands on your knee, push yourself up that way. Okay, so when you get off the floor, it's not using just your legs or your back or just your hands. It's using your whole body to push off it. So what I'm going to demonstrate first, I'm going to use, do you mind if I use your walker? Is that okay? Here. I'm going to use this, simple everyday walker, nothing special. I want to go here. I'm going to stand right here, keep my legs straight. I'm going to take my jacket off, it's easier to see that way. I'm going to keep my legs straight. I want to work every muscle of my legs, okay? I want to start with my lower legs first. I want to work my calf muscles down here, right above my lower leg, to make myself be able to push off the floor and help myself up. So I'm going to stand here at the back of a walker, or a table, whatever you want to use. Keep my legs straight and push myself up on my toes. Okay, so I'm going to come up on my toes, keep my legs straight, hold it for a second, come back down, do that for about 30 seconds again. If I can do that here, at that point I'm keeping my lower legs stronger. Okay, which joints does that actually move by doing that? That causes more receptions in my joints, both my feet and also my ankle. Do you need those to walk and keep your balance? Right? Okay, so if I'm walking, I want to make sure I walk with my foot and my ankle. By doing that motion, keep my feet, where I go from heel to toe up on my toes, hold it for a second, come back down, that keeps that ankle and that foot with better reception so you can catch yourself if you are going to fall. And this is part of what we want to do is prevent things from happening so you don't have problems in the future. Okay? The next muscle we want to use is going to be back here in the hamstring. Here, using a walker again, it's kind of hard to do, but sitting down, as you want to do, is bring your foot, if possible, back behind you. If you're standing up next to a wall or a table or a chair, go on one leg. If you can, hold on to both hands. You don't have to really put your weight on both legs. Here, and bring your leg behind you this way. Okay? By doing that motion, back here, allows your body to get stronger back here. If I'm getting stronger back here in my hamstring, it's moving both the knee joint and also the hip joint at the same time. Okay, so I'm moving both joints. Keep that overall joint strong with better reception. So you walk through the calf muscle, the lower joints here. Let's walk through the quad muscle too in the front. Again, this is the strongest muscle in the body. Get this muscle stronger. Easy way to do this is sit on your walker, or chair, whatever you want to sit on. Here, I'll sit up here. Is it okay if I sit up here?
Yeah,
I'm breaking everything, I hope. Okay. Here, and from this position, take 1 leg at a time, bring your foot straight up, hold it for a second, come straight down. Okay? Other foot too, same thing. To vary it, make sure you work the inside outside of the leg. Bring your foot up one way, straight up with the foot. One with the foot, with your leg straight, with your foot out, to work the inside of the muscle. And then also with the foot in, to work the outside of the muscle. Okay? Your quad muscle, I don't have huge muscles, so sorry about Arnold Schwarzenegger. That muscle is 3 muscles in 1. Okay, your quad muscle is 1 muscle in the middle, 1 on the side, 1 on the outside and inside. Those muscles can work differently if you work your foot in and out that way. Okay? So you want to make sure if you're sitting, is do about 30 seconds of each side, keeping your legs strong, so everything stays strong in your lower legs and also hips too. Okay? This muscle could pop, goes over 2 joints, both the knee and also the hip joint too. By doing this muscle here, it helps you with your hip. Okay? How many people have hip problems?
No.
A lot of people do. If you sit a lot, your hips get very tight.
Yeah.
Okay? If they get tight, do they get stronger or weaker? Probably weaker.
Weaker.
So you want to make sure that we get them stronger by doing this exercise because that quad muscle goes into the hip joint to keep the hips strong. Again, when you come up, if you can, go as far as you can where you lock it out, hold it for a second, and come back down on both sides. Okay? Any questions so far? If I do that exercise for all 3 minutes strong, I can actually come down, hold it for a second, and come back up. Okay, it's hard for some people to do, but if both areas, both the lower leg, upper leg, feel good, doing a half squat here where I hold on to something, coming down, hold it for a second where I feel comfortable, and come back up. Okay, doing about 80, 30 seconds of those. Okay, keep your lower body strong, that's where your core comes from. If I work upper here, or here too, if I can do a half squat, keep my body up, that allows my overall abdominal wall back to get strong too. Okay, it's all a process. Casino. Sounds like bingo. Winner, winner. Okay? So our job is how do we get each joint normally strong, and then over time, make sure we work them together so your body can get together to where we can sit here, stand up straight, and then here. Okay. Upper body strength is by using soups like cans of soup, something as light as you want to work with. Okay, I don't have to use weights for my patients, just use something really light. A lot's going to be how do we maintain the motion in the elbow and also the shoulders. We talked about how to get off the floor, maintain the big motion in those areas. You use your wrists for the most part throughout the day, those are okay. Elbows are going to be here in those areas where they're more of a hinge joint, right? Using light weights. Next to your sides, bring them straight up. Hold it for a second, come back down. Okay? Not very complicated, right? Very easy. But over time, as you feel that strength, even turn your hands up a little bit if you need to, and then switch them around. Okay? Here, you work one muscle with your hands being straight up. With your hands flat, as you work the second part of the muscle too, they're called a bicep muscle, meaning two, that you work both. But overall, you're working both overall. Another one you want to use is a shoulder muscle. Talk about using that one. It's taking those cans of soup, whatever you want to use, the light ones, is sitting down for this one too, you come up this way. Okay? Real simple. If you want to start here, come up here, that's fine. Whenever you can move those joints around, because again, those joints, they move, they also send signals from your joint to your brain to maintain your overall balance. We need more motion. The more motion on control, not just muscle strength, but also overall balance here. Okay, so here, one, and here's the second one. Okay, but it takes time to build it up though. Work one joint at a time and see how you feel. If you work one joint at a time every day, and you wake up next day and go, that's a little sore, back off that area. See how you wake up in the morning. That's my thing, my patients. You wake up okay in the morning, where you did enough, let's do a little bit more the next day. Wake up sore, back it off a little bit that next day and see how you feel. Feels good at that lower range, work there for a couple days and work your way up again. Okay, it depends on where you are. Everyone's health is different. I don't care if you're 4 or 40 or 84. But make sure you work with your limitation first where you don't have pain, then build it up slowly. A lot's gonna be your joints and your body likes habits. Healthy, simple habits. every day. Okay? Who has 5 minutes a day to do exercises? Everybody, right? Who has 20 minutes, even 30 minutes? Okay. If you move your body, does it help your brain function better? Yes, it does. It's been proven, scientifically proven, for the last 20 years. If you move our body, our brain stimulates more. Better stimulation, better cognitive ability, better way to think. Okay? Well, if we move our joints will not only maintain balance and strength, but also keep our body healthy overall. Hope you enjoyed this talk and understand getting up from the floor should not cause a panic or a life alert event. In our show notes, we give you the links to Herman's video where he shows you how to get up from the floor from lying on your back to your side to your knee all the way up. He's about 110 years old, so if he can do it, you could probably do it too. Work your muscles routinely. Practice, practice, practice. Anything in our life, when you practice it, you will not panic or understand what to do automatically. Okay? Please connect and contact with us to where overall you understand this episode, other episodes too. There are often be interviews or little things here and there, but things to think about all day long so your body becomes stressed. Okay, when you plan for things, prepare for things, your body will not stress out, you can stay healthier, and have a normal, healthy, quality life. Okay? Hope you enjoy Health Inside Out and have a great day. See you for the next episode.